Hello, everybody. This is Tom Eckert here. You're listening to my podcast, Numerology, a GPS for the Soul. This is your place to learn about the true power of numerology and how to use it to bring out the best in yourself, understand your loved ones better, take wise decisions, and prepare for your future. In other words, how to live your life aligned with your true destiny. Take your time to educate yourself and share these podcasts with your friends and family so they too can enjoy the great benefits of numerology. Enjoy. Hello there, my friends, and welcome to today's episode. If you are new here, first of all, I want to welcome you. In this podcast, we discuss the depth of numerology as a path for inner transformation, for spiritual growth, for self-understanding, and also self-transformation. I try to make numerology as accessible, as grounded, and applicable for everyday life matters, and do my best to provide you with grounded information so that you can apply it, so that you can use numerology in order to improve your life, live it in a more conscious and balanced way, and align eventually with your soul and with your deeper purpose. Now, before we start, I just want to invite you to a spiritual summit I'll be taking part in. This summit will have many spiritual experts in many spiritual fields, and it lasts until the end of April. It is completely free to join, and I'll give you more details if you want to register in the end of this episode. Now, here are just a few ways you can dive deeper into numerology should you wish to do so. First of all, you can book a numerology reading with me. In a reading, you can ask any question that is burning in your life and get precise answers tailored exactly to you. You can read more about my numerology readings and contact me through the link in the episode description to book a reading with me. If you wish to study numerology on a deeper level or even pursue it as a career, you're welcome to check out my numerology study paths. First of all, you can check out my self-study numerology course where you can learn the fundamentals of numerology in a very comprehensive way at your own pace from your cell phone, your tablet, or your laptop. Secondly, if you wish to dive deeper into numerology and perhaps even pursue it as a career, you can sign up to my complete path of certification, all the way from beginner to expert numerologist, and you can get certified as a professional numerologist. To read about both, you can check out the links in the episode description. And now, without further ado, let us dive into today's interesting topic. I called it scary numerology. So let's explain what that actually means. So it is not uncommon that we bump into difficult numbers in our chart or the charts of the people that we love. These can be our partners, our kids, our parents, and so on, our friends. In fact, it's a very normal and regular thing. It happens all the time. We see very conflicting numbers in our core numbers or of the people that we love. And or we notice like an upcoming cycle and pinnacle that are very disharmonious or conflicting. And we're struck by fear, by worry. Do these numbers bring the message of doom and gloom? Are we bound to experience something horrible? Are we forced to be helpless in the face of some terrible fate? So, I mean, it so happened, you know, over the years, as I was, you know, as I spoke to my wife about these aspects of numerology, that she coined the term scary numerology. And she used to say, like, Hey, are you going to tell me any scary numerology this time? Because I really don't want to hear about it. And that always makes me laugh, you know? And usually we will both laugh about it, and I will then give everything a deeper explanation and context. But the question we are asking together in this episode is whether or not there is truly anything to be scared about. Are conflicting numbers indeed a sign of doom and gloom? Is it all fated and bad? Or is there something we can do about it? So let's dive deeper into these important questions. In general, just to make sure we're on the same page, or for those of you who are new to numerology, difficult numbers can only be called difficult in the context of number combinations. There is no such a thing as a difficult number, as a single digit. No number as such is difficult or easy. It is simply a quality, a universal quality with a shadow and a light. So it's not easy or difficult. But when two numbers that are pulling in very opposing directions, right, come together, that's when we can call a number combination, we can say a difficult number combination or a conflicting number combination, right? That's what I mean by difficult numbers. Take, for example, combinations like 4 and 5 or 1 and 2. Or even 5 and 6. All these number combos I just mentioned, when placed together, say in a core chart, right? Let's imagine you have like a 4-5 life path and solurge, right? Very, very dominant locations in your chart, but with very conflicting impulses, okay? And intentions. Or when they appear in your cycle and pinnacle, right? Like, this is going to be your circumstantial reality for a while, or as I like to call the cycles and the pinnacles, like your school environment. So it's going to be a little bit, right? Like, and what do I make of that school environment when one energy is a 4, right? Pulling me to stability and structure and commitment, and the other energy is pulling me to experimentation, freedom, and spontaneity. Right? We see already a conflict. It's a little bit harder to kind of tie those things together into one coherent theme, right? So in a way, when we see them in our core chart or the cycle and pinnacle, they will always generate some form of conflict or inner split or a challenge. That's what we mean by difficult numbers, okay? Now that we've defined difficult numbers, let's ask the next important question. So are challenges or even difficulties bad? Are they inherently bad? So, I mean, in this podcast, my dear friends, we are about spiritual growth and maturation. And as such, we want to be real with ourselves. And so let's be real right here and right now. Are challenges and difficulties not part of life? Can you imagine yourself being who you are today without going through all the challenges and difficulties you had to go through in life, big or small? It's a rhetorical question, my friends. It's a rhetorical question, really. Because of course, challenges and difficulties are part of life. In fact, we love challenges and difficulties. I mean, come on. We create them by will and love to push ourselves to the edge, to new frontiers on every field and every last aspect of life. You know, no one can develop, for example, strong and muscular physiques without pushing through challenges. No one can raise kids. I mean, come on, for all the parents who are listening, you know what I'm talking about. No one can raise kids without going through tremendous pressures and difficulties and sleepless nights and sometimes not knowing what to do with yourself, you know, from all those, you know, overwhelming emotions. No one can become a great speaker without overcoming fears, the fear of rejection, the fear of, you know, feeling phony and a fraud and people looking at me and all this attention, right? And the list goes on and on. You get the point. So why then, when we see a challenging number combination coming up for us or for the people we love, do we suddenly see, you know, and interpret it in such a disconnected way, as if dissociating it from our actual lived experience of life? You see, a moment ago, before we knew the numbers, we just knew that life, you know, life is a bumpy road. But suddenly we see that bumpy road depicted in the numbers, and we're like, oh my gosh, there's a challenge coming my way. And I'm saying, like, duh, I mean, that's part of life. So that's what I mean by dissociating it. Like, suddenly when we see it in the numbers, it's as if it's not part of life anymore. It's like, oh my gosh, now is really something horrible coming my way. But, I mean, dude, I mean, that's part of life. You know, nice things and less nice things come our way. This is just the way it is, right? So we move into this imagination of horrible case scenarios that are simply not congruent with what life really is. And images are always unreal. They never depict what reality really is. Now, I'm going to say something that's a little bit difficult to hear or digest, particularly for our egos. Our egos won't like it, okay? But truth is that a part of us prefers to be afraid. Because by being afraid, we feel a fake sense of control over life's events. We want to make sure that life goes according to our plans. And so instead of simply committing to the only thing you can do, which is to live the best you can with honesty, sincerity, awareness, and willingness to learn and grow, you try to forcefully hold on to an image of how you want life to be and what you do not want to experience under any circumstances. You see? And that's why we often unconsciously, again, there's no one to blame here. It's simply something we want to watch and observe together. That's why we oftentimes hold on to the fear. It gives us a fake sense of control. As if by being extremely anxious, we're going to make sure it's not going to happen. Now, the funny thing is that when we bump into conflicting numbers, such as 1 and 2, or 4 and 5, or others that I mentioned earlier, 5, 6, or whatever, 4, 9, we don't actually know what will come out of that. There are so many possibilities, in fact. Some of them may even be good and beneficial. And in the end, even if after a temporary difficulty or challenge, it anyhow turns into growth and goodness, that's simply the nature of life. In Hebrew, okay, there is a saying, it's like, if it's not good, it's not the end, right? So it's like, in the end, it's always good. That's the point. Even if it's challenging. But we want to force secure, in a sense, an image on life that is always safe. And that is, of course, never the case, with or without the numbers. And funnily, it's also never the case, even if all your numbers are fully harmonious in all ways and forms. That's what's so striking. It's not like that because that's not the nature of life, to be without conflict and difficulty. In fact, that's part and parcel of life, to have challenge, difficulty, because that's what makes life interesting, what makes life such a potent space for growth. Which leads me to the next topic of fate and free will. But before I keep talking any further, if you're enjoying this podcast and you want to keep learning more grounded, applicable, and high-quality numerology, make sure to click the follow or subscribe button on the platform you're listening from, and make sure to become part of my numerology community. And also, make sure to check out the question at the end of this episode. I'd really love to hear from you, and it helps me to know more about you, and therefore provide you with better content. You can also listen to other episodes and see the questions at the end of those ones and answer them as well. So now let's talk about fate and free will. And it's a question that many of us ask, right? Where do we strike the balance between the two? And the way I approach it is, life is a meeting point of both. To illustrate this, think of two people sitting next to a window watching the sunrise. The sun rising happens whether we like it or not, whether there is peace on earth or everything is being bombarded by a raging war. Really, the sun just does what it does, right? It doesn't care whether we're good boys and girls or wreaking havoc all over the place. It simply does its thing. It moves, right, in the solar system, and the earth spins. So we see the sunrise and sunset. To me, that's fate. It's what life does regardless of us. However, as the sun rises, these two people I mentioned earlier may react very differently, right? So one may feel the rapture and awe of those precious sun rays, feel grateful and inspired to do something healthy and creative this coming day, while the other person may quickly rush to pull the curtains and close them and go back to bed so they can keep escaping life and insist on their negativities. That to me is free will, my friends. Now, of course, there are subtleties to this, right? We don't know what are the conditions that make the other person rush back to bed, but by and large, okay, it may be a bit of an oversimplification, but I'm trying to get a point across, right? There are subtleties, but in the end, there is what happens that is completely out of our control, and there is the part that belongs to us, which is what we do about it. How do we react to it? How do we approach it? So, say I have a cycle and pinnacle 1 and 2 coming up. Does it mean I will be forced to divorce my husband or wife, even if I don't want to, even if both of us don't want to? Well, the answer here is very simple. No. It will certainly bring up conflicts and challenges to deal with. Perhaps even challenges in your relationship. I'm not going to deny that. I'm not going to try to wishy-wash it by softening everything, because that's not life. Conflicting numbers will bring about some level of conflict, sometimes light, sometimes more intense. There's a whole range. But again, is it bad? Of course not. Can it be uncomfortable? Yes, it can. Is it a prophecy of doom? No, not at all. First of all, you don't exactly know what the conflict will be like. You can have an idea of the general themes and possibilities because you get to know the numbers well, but you can't predict what exactly it'll be. Secondly, you are still there, part of the picture. Someone who actually has a say. Someone who can choose and act and grow. So even if something difficult or challenging may be on the horizon, with the right attitude and spirit, you can turn anything into gold, into growth and beauty. And that perhaps leads me to, you know, the pinnacle of this conversation, of this episode, and maybe the biggest takeaway for us together here. I always say that consciousness or soul precedes numbers. That's the most important point in this entire conversation. That's the major takeaway. You are not your numbers. Contrary to what many, many people think, right? They're giving far too much emphasis to the numbers and importance. No, they are important, but let's understand what's what here, okay? You are not your numbers, essentially. Before you are the numbers, you are unlimited, observing, luminous, consciousness, or soul. And when I say before, I'm not talking in terms of time. I'm speaking to your existential structure. I'm referring to that part of yourself. Right now, as you're listening to me, prior to the mental, emotional, and physical structures of your life, you exist right now as consciousness, as soul. And it is this luminous soul, this luminous part of you, that eventually decides how to approach an experience, and that can turn even the toughest materials into gold. We love epic stories, don't we? You know why? Because epic stories remind us of who we really are. The soul that we are. The consciousness that we are. And every epic story is filled with challenges and the need to overcome them. And don't we love the challenges? And aren't we happy when they're overcome? And doesn't it make the main protagonists, and which are basically us in our own lives, more beautiful, more rich, wiser, more luminous and radiant, more truthful and polished and pure, radiant? That's the whole point, my friends. So the bottom line is, you shouldn't be scared of numbers. It is your soul that chose to work with those numbers, both as character and circumstances. Your job is to accept whatever comes and imbue it with your love, your wisdom, and willingness to grow. There is no such a thing as scary numerology. That's for little kids. For people who don't want to take any responsibility for their lives. Now, I'm not denying that when you see a challenge coming up, you can't feel a little bit afraid, uncomfortable, or worried. When it's happening with healthy proportion, that's called simply being human. And in a way, it is also helpful, because when you're a little bit worried with proportion, it can help you prepare for stormy days, right? But to abdicate all your power and go into complete anxiety, panic, and dread is unnecessary and imbalanced. It's nothing to blame yourself for in case that happens to you. Of course not. But it's simply a good reminder that if it does happen to you, perhaps it's good to regain perspective. And you can do that through a quiet contemplation, sometimes maybe even just like setting the numbers aside for a little while, coming back to life, looking around you, talking to people, seeing, hey, everybody's going through stuff. It's not like that suddenly, now that I look at the numbers, right, it's the first time the challenges are coming my way. It's simply that the numbers help me make sense of my challenges. They help me understand the themes of things that are anyhow occurring and taking place so that I can better understand the meaning and the purpose of those things. That's the amazing advantage of numerology, the gift, the benefit. You can also talk to good friends that can help you come back to a sense of balance and healthy perspective, or sometimes even just go to a good therapy. Sometimes we need somebody to hold space for us to go through a certain process if we're a little bit overwhelmed. Okay, my friends, so just remember all of that. Remember to stay with, you know, to keep a good perspective. Remember that numerology is just here to inspire you, to help you grow, to help give you, to be a good GPS on your journey. And as promised in the beginning, I want to invite you to a spiritual summit I'll be part of. I'm going to be one of the featured speakers in an annual online event with over 20 experts in spiritual fields, various and interesting spiritual fields. Now it's already the 11th season of this summit. It's called the Living an Elevated Existence Mind, Body, and Soul Summit. And it gathers top experts in mind-body healing, opening intuition, and manifestation fields. And it's all about giving you many tools and perspective to getting unstuck and getting inspired to grow in the direction that you want in this new year. It's hosted by Tammy Mastroberde, the number one best-selling author of the award-winning book, The Universe is Talking to You. You can find this book on Amazon if you want to take a further look. Now, it's totally free to register and to listen to, and it lasts until the end of April with two interviews every week to give you space and time to really dive into it and learn and immerse yourself. Now, what's super cool is that each speaker, including myself, gives away a free gift and a special offer you can't find anywhere else. Many topics are going to be covered. I'll give a few examples. You're going to have body-mind healing. You're going to have enhancing, opening intuition, mastering the art of manifestation, rewiring the brain, removing limiting beliefs and blocks, uncovering signs and messages from the universe, and a lot more. Now, to register for free and join this exciting summit, you can use the link provided in the episode description. And before we wrap this up, my friends, if you are enjoying this episode and this podcast and want to keep learning in-depth numerology, make sure to click the follow or subscribe button on the platform you're listening from and make sure to become part of my numerology community. And remember to leave your answers to the questions at the end of these episodes. It helps me get to know you better and provide you with better content. Also, don't forget to check out my professional numerology readings, a great way to get to know yourself. And of course, if you want to dive deeper into numerology, make sure to check out my self-study numerology course and in-depth numerology certification studies. All the links are provided in the episode description. My friends, I wish you well wherever you are. And as always, I'll see you in the next episodes. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, and you want to go deeper into numerology, check out my website, tom-eckert.com. You can also book a numerology reading or even study numerology yourself through my courses. I'll see you in the next episode.